Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. And it is almost 2:15 in the afternoon on Friday, October 16th. And I'm headed to Corn Country. And the drivers, well, there's two of them. They wanted to get together to, as a welcome back to work meeting. But what it is they just go to the local bar and drink. And I got in with this group, not intending to. It just kind of happened. And I don't know if it's because of the persona that I put out there. But they think, you know, I'm this really hardcore party person. I can be. I have been. But it's usually on my terms. You know, it's like when I want to. And I told them I wasn't feeling well because my nose, allergies, throat was hurting. And they're like, you know, alcohol takes all that away. You know, what's in NyQuil is alcohol. And the one always talks about, you know, oh, I had a beer last night and I, you know, had a couple beers last night. And I'm thinking, I can't have a drink every night. And ever since the episode that I didn't publish it yet. There was an audio that my beloved and I did about a situation, an incident that I was out, and it involved alcohol, and I didn't even buy any more bottles to replace the ones that I had drank at home. When I think about drinking, my stomach actually starts to hurt, or my intestine or something starts to just curdle like you have an ulcer and you're just like, oh, no, thank you. I just don't have the desire to go out with these people. I hate to say it. I mean, I don't have anything really in common with them. I don't want to sound like I'm being judgmental, but they all live out here in Corn Country. And, you know, their jeans and sweatshirts and, you know, tennis shoes, trainers type of thing. I used to be that type of person. You know, once in a while I wear a sweatshirt, a hoodie, but, you know, a pullover hoodie. Most of the time I don't because they annoy the snot out of me. I don't know. I just, and they all listen to country music. I don't know. The one, she's really sweet, but she's just really loud and hyper. Now, I might be hyper. I have attention deficit, but it's impulsivity and my attention span. She's hyper in the sense that, you know, she just is loud and bounces off walls. You know, she's just like one of those little Super Bowl things. And, you know, she talks over you, and they drink beer. I don't drink beer. I've been thinking, racking my brain, because I told them I really don't want to go. And I remember somebody did an audio, and I listened to it about how, you know, going out and people wanting you to drink. And, these are the only people that are in my, you know, circle. They're not even in my circle. They're just, you know, coworkers. They want me to drink. I can't go to a bar with them and order water. I can go to my bar with my bartender, and I can order water and sit there, and there she's not gonna, you know, oh, you're not drinking here, have a drink, or they're not, those people, the regulars in the pool hall, are not gonna say, here, have a drink, you know. They might ask, hey, you know, you feeling all right? You're not drinking? You're not having a drink? Or, you know, are you financially, you know, can you afford one? I'll buy you one if you can't, you know. It's like, oh, no. Especially when, you know, I was out of work. They're like, hey, let me buy you a drink. No, I got it. But these people, they're just, oh, you got to have a drink. You got to have a drink. And it's a lot of pressure. And I asked my beloved, I was like, some of my friends think that, you know, when I go to the bar and I'm not on, so to speak, they're like, what's wrong with you? Here, have a drink. Because they want that person, that other persona of mine to come out, the one that's, you know, fears nothing and is... I won't do like dares or anything, but you know, I'm not afraid to go up to somebody and go, hey, dude, can I take a picture with you? Or, you know, just do things that I normally wouldn't do. But I'm really not that person. And I really, really just want to go home at the end of the day today. Because Pukas is going to be there, you know, like every day. That he comes, you know, we watch him until my daughter comes to pick him up. We eat dinner together. We, you know, talk about his day. And, you know, he plays on the tablet. And we watch maybe a movie or a cartoon. and I feel bad because, you know, my beloved's there. And he, you know, Pukas is a handful. He's hyper. And he's draining. And then, you know, once they leave, my daughter and him... my beloved and I go for our evening stroll, you know, a couple blocks, and, you know, we just enjoy the evening air and have, you know, our downtime kind of thing, and then we come home and get ready for bed. And I just don't want to go, but I don't want to lie either, because I'm not a good liar when it comes to these kind of things. And I just don't want to be that person today. Usually, you know, if I go out, and I'm already hyped up. I'm psyched into it. But I'm not. And even my BFF asked me if I wanted to go out tomorrow. And I said no, because I just wasn't feeling it. The last time I went to the bar to take the pictures of the band, I drank 2 glasses of water, and nobody hassled me. Nobody, you know, one dude did ask, you know, hey, you want me to buy you a drink, or you want something to drink? I'm like, no, I'm fine. I'm good with water. Thanks for asking, but no. But I wonder, do they, you know, it must be that persona that I put out there that says, you know, I'm a party person. I like to drink, and I like to have a good time, and, but... It has to be on my terms, and I have to be mentally prepared for it. I have to be emotionally prepared, and I'm just not, I just don't want to. And I even asked my beloved, you know, he's going to take Pukas to Subway, and I said, just call me when you're done so that I can have my excuse to leave. So hopefully that'll be my Friday night. I know, I should be able to say no, but then they just, oh, come on, blah, 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 blah. All right, later, news people.